Hey everybody, welcome to the Warfarin Grade. I'm Josh.
And I'm Jake.
And today we're watching episode 500, Power Rangers Dino Thunder, episode 4, Legacy of Power.
I wish I had my ham horn ready.
I paused because I figured you did, but I'm glad on the 500th episode that the ham horn is dead.
No, it's not dead. It's never
it's
dead, Josh.
It's dead and buried and it's never coming
it's
back.
It's never dead. Much like a ghost, it will haunt you forever. That's not a terribly good analogy because that's just how ghosts work. Anyway, it aired February 28th, 2004, written by Ann Knapp, directed by Andrew Merrifield. Josh, 500.
500.
As soon as we finish this episode, we'll have achieved podcast tenure, and they can't cancel us no matter how hard they try.
That's right. And we get in syndication, we'll finally end up on Spotify.
Finally get on Spotify. We could sell out. We should sell out.
We should sell out. Hey, we're taking sponsors now, baby.
Yeah.
Casper, Purple. Fight amongst yourselves over which one.
Purple is, there are literally three people that I will let sponsor me. Even without deciding to sell out. And one of them is Purple because I just want them to give me one of their mattresses so bad.
I could use a new good mattress.
So Purple, we've done 500 of these.
I'm also getting a little short on socks. So maybe I want some bomb ass socks.
You want some bomb ass socks? I would also like, I know Mike's Harder. That's the only beer I drink. They sponsor some YouTubers sometimes. So hit us up.
Blue Apron, send me food. That'd
Bloops.
Be great.
Get us the food, Bloops. We're selling
out. Bloops?
500.
Come on, Big Bloop.
Bloops, we've done this 500 times.
I want to make shrimp scampi myself.
At home. From a
At
box
home,
that you give
in
me.
In my kitchen during quarantine.
Come on, Bloops. If you're new here.
If you're new here, we don't usually sell out, but it's 500, baby.
It's 500. What are we going to do? What's left but to sell out? What we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, you can follow along if you got Netflix or the DVDs. And, you know, Dino Thunder has been pretty great so far, so I would recommend following along. Also, again, this is 500, so if you are new here, I hope that I know this is going to be a clip show. I have heard through the grapevine it's a clip show. So maybe this is a good episode to jump in on. Because we're going to tell you everything that happened in Power Rangers up till now, I guess. Also, you may have noticed Justin McElroy not here.
Couldn't make it.
He was too busy.
Scheduling conflicts.
He's a busy man. There was scheduling conflicts, and not that he never answered me or my email. I did send him an email, and I'm pretty sure it's his account. And I won't say how I got Justin McElroy's email address, but I will say thank you. To the person who gave it to me, you know who you are.
And now you need to delete it.
Yeah. Well, so they had it from, because Justin did like a friend of theirs' podcast. And so they were like, hey, I have it. And I was like, well, I'd feel weird about using it. And then it just kind of slipped into my DMs. I was like, well, at some point. And on Tuesday night was the night. And that's a little really short notice because it's Thursday morning now. So you know how it goes. Anyway, Justin, sorry we missed you. Maybe next time, maybe when we hit 1,000, we can get you on.
Oh, boy.
So that should be like end of Dino Fury, I think.
Yeah, are they up to 1,000?
They're close. They're really. I think in the Discord, they figured out that depending on how long Dino Fury is, that might bring them up to 1,000.
Now I'm wishing when we started, I started numbering them with 4 digits instead of 3, because we're going to run out of digits.
Oh, God. We're going to look and like fools. Is that going to be our Y2K? Is it going to be... Josh,
no,
is it going to be okay?
It'll be fine. It's going to mess up how it's organized in like within a folder, but like the file names will still be different. They just won't... I don't know if it'll stay in order, if like all the ones will bunch together.
Okay, well, we should have at least... Because we're almost at our 7-year anniversary, and we're at 500. So we have about 7 more years to worry about this problem, for it to sneak up on us again and be like, what? Oh, no.
Well, maybe in 7 years we will have migrated to a server that doesn't blow ass.
We can only hope.
And I can rename everything. It'll only take me 7 years to do it.
I hope it doesn't take real time to fix everything. That would be unfortunate, huh?
I mean, that's not how long it should take. That's how long it will take me.
It will take you, right? Right. Gotcha. Yeah.
A a bad worker.
Well, look, if people want, look, we're gonna talk about Patreon in a, you know, when we come back from watching the episode, but
if you don't want us to talk about BarkBox for 20 minutes in the middle of every episode,
that's the
then
only way.
You gotta give us more money. I don't mean to sound that way.
Look,
but
that's look, if you like this show and you want to hear it, the only way it can continue is, that's not true. We do this for nobody. We did it for nobody before. We'll do it for no one again.
The only way it can go on is if you give us more money, or BarkBox does.
Or BarkBox does. Or Purple. That one's not Purple. That is not a joke. If you're listening, Hey Jake and Josh at gmail.com. Please, for the love of God. For the love of God.
If Hasbro wants to buy us out.
Oh, yeah. At 500, we'll sell out to Hasbro. Yeah,
that's
for sure.
Also on the table.
Honestly, so, though, if they haven't decided to buy Ranger Danger by now, they're not going to come to us, you know?
I mean, I get that, you know, but I still just want them to know that the door is open.
The offer's on the table. Balls in your court, Papa Hasbro. I promise not to talk about those growing weird boner guys anymore if you buy the show. Anyway, Josh, I know we know what the Dino Thunder morph call is now, but it's 500, and I have a question for you.
Yeah.
What time is it?
It's morphin' time! Ay, 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 ay!
And we're back. My voice just cracked. It's like 7 years ago already.
Like, you know, puberty.
You know, puberty. I only got to puberty about 7 years ago. It's a real late bloomer.
Sometimes I don't think I'm done.
There are often times where I think, how did I make it through middle school? Just in general, but also with having so many random bones. I can't talk about boners.
They don't own us yet, Jake.
They don't own us. You're right, Hasbro. I'll talk about boners all I want. I would like people to keep listening if they haven't already stopped.
Yeah, middle school was a rough time.
It was a bad time.
To have a penis.
Yeah. Yes, it was. So, hey, JakeandJosh.com. That's the archive. You can go listen to old episodes there. Speaking of old episodes, I have a little bit of a treat that I'm going to put in a minute. So you won't hear it, but the people will.
Well, I'm glad that the people get little treats, and I don't know. I don't know why I even come anymore.
HeyJakeandJosh.com is the website. It's where the archives are. There's also an RSS feed that has all the first 10 years of the show, of our episodes. It's about six of us, I guess. You can email us. littleitties.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @morphinggrid. We're on Apple Cider Podcasts. We're on Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and PodbayB and Stitcher and Pod Legacy. Nope. Too easy.
Pod Clip Pod.
Pod Clips.
Pod Clips.
It's like hit clips for podcasts. But for podcasts.
You get 3 minutes of a podcast you can clip and listen to it in lo-fi because the kids love a lo-fi.
It sounds so crunchy. It sounds downright crusty when you try to listen
to it. They should, with this new lo-fi surge, which is something I like just crossed my dashboard.
I mean, lo-fi beats the study too. You never heard of that before?
Hit clips should come back. I think they could maybe make something out of a hit clips now.
I feel like they should. I feel like lo-fi beats to study to is different than like the low fidelity crunchy hit clip. I feel like it's a different kind of lo-fi.
But there's just music that people make that's just like you listen to it and it sounds old and crunchy and it's like new and they call it lo-fi.
I know. I think lo-fi is just like chill beats to study to.
I don't think so.
Hey, Josh, we're going to have to agree to disagree on this one, because without both of us doing a Google right now,
I've been watching a lot of music videos on YouTube, and I'm getting like a lot of lo-fi remixes.
And they're just crunchy?
And it's just like we added noise to the back of it. It made it crunchy.
We did the opposite of noise canceling. We added room tone.
I feel like what lo-fi is like they take a hit song and they put like ASMR behind it.
Oh god, that's the worst. I hate that.
So you just feel tingly while you listen to it.
Maybe. I hate ASMR. It drives me crazy. It makes my spine want to jump out of my body and run away. Like, and just never stop running. The lo-fi that I know about, like the lo-fi chill beats to study to, is like, here's a 15-hour song that you can just put on and study or just chill or whatever. And it is so inconsequential. It sounds like just background music in like a show that you're watching, right? Like, it's just, like, whatever music that you can put on. But it's, like, really chill, so it, like, doesn't take up any of your brain space or whatever. I haven't gotten too into it because I'm 30, and I don't have to study anymore for anything.
I'm 34 years old. I almost bought a cassette player the other day because I was like, I just want to live that again.
I'm actually 31. I forgot that I was 31 now. Because you stop counting after a while. And also, you almost bought a cassette player. So I guess when I was joking about buying a cassette player a couple years ago, and you were like, that's dumb and you'll never do it.
It was dumb then, but now I think it's kind of cool.
Now it's cool? Well, fine.
The only reason I don't is because I can't pick a song to listen to. I have to find it. It's like a treasure hunt.
Yeah, yeah. That's what's bad, is that MP3s changed.
I really want to listen to like Money Talks, but I have to like fast forward, and I've always started like 30 seconds late, and I'm just not going to try to rewind it exactly 30 seconds because the rewind speed is like not quite double. It's like just different enough that you can never
just
nail it.
Just different enough. Anyway, if you want to leave us a rating or review in any of those places, that would be great. And if you don't, then you're going to detention. If you don't leave us a rating or review for our 500th episode, you're getting detention, kiddo.
It's not
going
to be like a cool, the teacher smuggles you to a museum kind of detention. It's just, it's like a boring, you have to do your homework for an hour after school kind of detention.
Yeah, and like you don't get to go home and watch X-Play or whatever's on now at 3:30 or 4. I don't know what TV is. You can't go watch Twitch.
I don't know.
You get home, you got to...
I don't think I watch any live TV because The Masked Singer is on when we're recording on Wednesday night. So I watch that Thursday.
Okay.
On Hulu. Everything else, I think I just watch on demand. I don't think I watch anything live anymore.
I watch AEW recorded a couple days later, and then that's it, I think, of shows I'm currently up on. HBO's got some stuff coming back that I'm going to watch as close to when it airs as I can, but you know how it goes. Anyway, finally, just leave us a ring review. If you don't want detention, just leave us. It's so easy to not get detention.
Yeah. Just do the homework and leave us a rating and review.
Yeah, it's so easy.
And then you don't get detention. And then you don't have to write, I will leave Jake and Josh a rating and review on iTunes 100 times in a notebook or on the blackboard or whatever.
Or however.
With like a nasty, scratchy chalk.
With an old gross chalk that's also crunchy.
And then when you're done, go beat the erasers outside for 15 minutes.
And just huff a bunch of chalk dust. And that can't be good for you. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you can help support the show and keep us from selling out to BarkBox to tell you all about those toys that dogs love. And I have access to a dog again, so you know I'll talk about them.
I have cats, and I think BarkBox has cat stuff. So
would that be MeowBox?
That's Meow, Meow, Meow. I don't know. That's nothing.
Bark and Box don't rhyme, Josh. Meow, you know that, meow, right?
MeowBox.
MeowBox.
That's how a fancy person says meow mix. A good meow mix for my cat.
For my cat Scruffy. They wouldn't have a cat. Their cat would be named like Persephone or Chrysanthemum or whatever.
Benjamin.
this is Charles, my cat.
And the cat has a monocle. It's just a mess.
Hey, I forgot, everybody. I was going to put this in, but then we got caught up in talking about selling out, and here we are. So I found the first ever second try of us starting the Morphin Grid. It's really old. Oof. I'm not gonna noise cancel it. Josh,
is this recorded on my phone?
It's recorded on your phone at my parents' house in New Hampshire.
Can't imagine
before I moved away
what the background sounds on that must be.
Bad. Do you want to know the content of it, since you're not going to hear it, because I'm just going to put a clip of it in? I'm not going to play the whole thing. That would be preposterous. But here's a clip of us trying to figure out how to start the episode, then calling the Lemonster Toys R Us, and then stopping the podcast and going to buy the Power Ranger Morphers that we've been trying to buy for about 6 weeks at that point.
Ow. I'm going to take my shoes off and stay a while.
Okay, yeah. Join the team. This is going to be fun to cut. Okay. This is the worst part of podcast.
You want me to just start it every week?
No, I have to get okay at it at least. Okay.
Maybe we should go and then scoot Sana up Petro.
Rango, are you done barking at nothing? Oh, God. Oh, our podcast is such a mess.
I don't know what to do.
Okay.
Welcome to Rango Cast.
Welcome to Rango Cast, where Rango barks at outside because he hates it and needs it to suffer. All right, we've broken a minute of uselessness. Okay.
This will sound great over the Bulk and Skull theme later.
Right. Okay. So Rango, come down here. Alright.
Just so you know, I had a dream last night. Cool. That they had Morphers at Toys R Us.
You dreamt about Morphers at Toys R Us?
I dreamt about Morphers at Toys R Us.
You should call them now then.
Yeah, I'm gonna pause this, and then we're gonna call Toys R Us, and then we'll be Power Rangers, and you'll never hear from us again.
I don't think we've ever wasted so much time at the beginning of the episode. It's a clip show though, so there's not a ton to talk about.
Yeah, hey, have you watched Power Rangers? That's what happens.
Yeah. So Josh, it's episode 500, and I don't feel like doing anything else, any extra stuff. So you want to just jump in?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because there is, like, a framing device, right? There's, like, a little bit of, you know...
There is, I think, 45 seconds of an episode in here.
I feel like there's more as it goes on, but definitely the first, like, entire third of the episode is just, like, running through Mighty Morphin.
Yeah. It does open, though, with a commemoration.
Does it? I missed that.
Yeah, there's a black screen with like four lines of white text. It's like commemorating 500 episodes of Power Rangers.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And it's on the screen for I think about 3 seconds. And
I missed it because I was starting my note, and I guess I didn't even see it. But we start off after this little catch you up about what you're watching. We start on King Koopa. And he's shooting a rock with his brain, like his like brain blast that he has.
Yeah, got a blast.
He's shooting a rock and it doesn't do anything and it makes him mad. And I'm like, yeah, it's a rock, bud. What do you think is going to happen? It doesn't have a brain, because last time we saw this happen is he made Elsa and Zeltrax's brains hurt. But a rock don't have brains, Mezogog. You should know that. But then Zeltrax brings in Tommy. And he's like, aha, there you are. Tie him to the life force extractor. That can't be good.
No, I think life force is something you want to keep intracted.
Yeah, you want that as intracted as possible. So he's like, there's a power source in this rock, and I'm going to crack the rock open. And that's when I thought, all right, smart guy, use a hammer, right?
Just crack it open.
Use a hammer or something. Why
are
you trying to use your brain?
A child before? Just right. Break a rock. Like it's like not easy, but it's not. I broke plenty of rocks when I was like single digits years old.
Like little. You're a grown ass dinosaur, man. You could probably swing a hammer. And he's like, so I gotta get this out, and I know you can help me, Tommy. And Tommy's like, sorry, I'm just a high school science teacher. And I was like, hell yeah, I love this Tommy. This guy's great. And Mezogog's like, shut up. No, you're not. So we come back to Tommy's house, and the Rangers are there, and they're panicking. And they're like, what are we going to do? Also, this is apparently the next day, because Kira's like, he missed my performance, and then he no-call, no-showed school. So, like, something is clearly up, and we need to figure it out.
Kira flipped her outfit 180 degrees this time. This is a good look.
This is a very, it's very layered, but it is very good.
Yeah, but it beats that just shapeless gym shirt she had on.
I don't know. I like the mesh gym shirt. I think she rocked it.
In theory, I do, but just the way it fit on her, I don't know. Just the way it sat on her was just not...
not good.
Good. It wasn't good.
This one looks like it is like a ball gown that she shoved under a t-shirt, but it like works somehow. I don't know how to explain.
And she has
her.
Like
and she has like jeans on.
She has jeans and like a leather like tube top around the outside of everything.
Yeah, it's very strange, but it looks good. Also, real quick, gotta talk a little bit about what Ethan's wearing. He's got a tracksuit on and a white Triple H hat that's backwards.
It's a weird look for your computer nerd.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, because Connor looks like fine. He's also in a tracksuit, but like it's unzipped, so it doesn't look like he's trying to do something. Like, you know, it doesn't look like
he also like plays sports and stuff.
And he like, yeah, he's got
so tracksuit makes sense.
So they're like, all right, what are we gonna do? And he's like, I'm gonna hack his files. So he's like, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this. And Tommy pops up. He's like, this is a history. Like my history, and Connor's like, oh, more bones, yawn.
Yeah. He's like, I am Tommy Oliver, and if you are not me, then something bad has happened.
And I'm going to tell you all about my history. And Connor's like, oh, yawn, bone stuff. And he's like, of me as a Power Ranger. And Connor goes, unyawn.
Can I take that back?
And we start, this is where the clip show starts with five teenagers.
Five teenagers with attitude.
And then I did a little bit of a cry because that happens when I see the original Power Rangers now. I just get a little
when it
emotional.
Shows the like the opening credit shot of them like looking up at Zordon and then they turn into like the Power Rangers.
Yeah.
That's like peak nostalgic Power Ranger imagery.
And he's like saying their names and he's like, yeah, they defended the Earth like Kim and Zach and Billy and Trini and Jason, they defended the Earth from Rita Repulsa and her evil monsters. And then they were so good at it that Rita had to get her own Power Ranger. And then we see Tommy. And this is the only time a voiceover breaks into the
It was really
thing.
Weird.
Because Kira's like, well, what about Dr. O? As like, there's footage of Tommy the Green Ranger pre-being a Green Ranger talking to Kimberly, and I was like, okay, what? All right.
Yeah, because there's like a quick like exterior shot of Angel Grove High, but it doesn't – there's nothing really establishing. It's just a big stone building, and all you can see is like high school. So I thought we had like left.
And went back to Reefside.
Because the next thing you hear is Kira be like, what about Dr. O? And then it cuts back inside, and it's Tommy talking to Kim, and it's, I'm like, you lost me in the middle there.
Yeah, and it's the only time they do it. The rest of it, they're like, just let the footage play, I guess. But
yeah,
it's the one time.
Any other time they want to talk, they like pause it.
They're
doing a live reaction video on Twitch or something.
On YouTube. Rangers React.
I messed up, man. Yesterday, I was like, I'm going to watch.
Did you watch a reaction video?
I'm going to watch this reaction video.
Josh, you know you hate those.
To Thunderstruck from this person who somehow in 2020 has never heard AC/DC at all.
How old are they?
That I don't know.
Like
adults,
a teen,
though.
Like an
They're,
adult?
No, they are an adult.
They must be Amish.
It was a reaction video, and I was like, I just messed my algorithm all the
you
way
just
up.
Just screwed your algorithm for nothing.
So I spent like a decent amount of time. Probably 20, 25 minutes afterwards, like going through all of my like homepage stuff and just saying not interested on a bunch of reaction videos.
Trying to unscrew your algorithm. So he's like, I got the green power and I went green with evil. And that shows him fighting his friends. And he's like, but then I broke the spell. I didn't break the spell. They broke the spell on me. And I was like, that's nice that he mentioned that he didn't do it. His friends did.
This is a first glaring error. Did you catch this?
No, I didn't.
So the footage is Jason throwing his sword and hitting the Sword of Darkness out of Tommy's hand.
Yeah.
The voiceover of Tommy is, he says, they destroyed the power sword and freed me from Rita's spell.
That's, I guess that's just like sort of a, like, I'm not going to give you the specifics. I'm just going to kind of get, which is weird considering later where he gets weirdly specific with some things, but
yeah,
that are wrong. There's some, hey, there's some errors. Tommy did not do his due diligence in this, and I'm going to get a little mad later. And,
there's some errors. There's some omissions.
They just left out at least minimum 3 Power Rangers. Not everybody got names, but everybody was shown except for 3 Power Rangers. They did not even think about.
I think I know one that they skipped now.
There's 2 huge ones and one that mostly I'm only going to be mad about. Well, I guess you too, because you also like this person. We'll get there.
Okay.
So this is when Jason's like, you got to join the Power Rangers. We got to fight Rita. And he's like, after everything I did? And Jason's like, yeah, you're a Power Ranger, man. This is where you belong. And I was like, I love them so much. It's so good. Turns out, unfortunately, as you all know, the green power was temporary because of a candle. Don't worry about it.
They don't mention the candle. He just says it was temporary. And then Zordon's like, your power is out from fighting.
And so he's like, but don't worry. They did a White Ranger. So it's him being the White Ranger.
They did a White Ranger on me. And I got better.
And then he takes the helmet off. He's like, hey, it's Tommy. And they didn't show Kim fainting, but that's when Kim faints. And did you know? Fun Power Rangers, but did you know, fact, that originally Tommy was not going to be the White Ranger?
I did. I feel like we talked about this 6 years ago.
Yeah, we definitely did. It was going to be Brad Hawkins, the guy who played the main guy in VR Troopers. But this is before VR Troopers, because Tommy was going to be the main guy.
He was supposed to be in VR Troopers.
It was going to be, well, not Tommy, but Jason.
Am I right?
No, he was just going to be Jason David Frank as Chuck VR Trooper or whatever.
As Chuck Virtual.
As Chuck Virtual. The Trooper. And he was going to do that. And it was going to be, but can you imagine, like, don't worry, Tommy's gone. We know you love Tommy, but here's a guy you've never seen even once.
Here's Zane. No buildup at all, and now he's here.
Oh, hold on to your butts, everybody. So he's like, yeah. And so that Tommy does it, but like it's just me, Brad Hawkins. You might remember me from when I did the voice of the Gold Ranger later.
Oh, that's okay. I think I might have the three. One of them I don't remember if they talked about or not.
Well, we're getting close to. So they pause, right? They pause to freak out. They're like, "Whoa!" Ethan's like, "I'm bugging about how Dr. O was a Power Ranger," and they're like, "Well, we need to like keep watching. We need to figure out how to save him. Connor says he's the oldest living Power Ranger, which is such a good nuclear dunk from a teenager, right?
Yeah.
There's no one can
right
be older than this guy.
I paused it right after he said that, and I yelled at him. I was like, no! He literally said there were 5 Rangers before him!
And they're all dead, Josh!
But thankfully for Connor, Haley shows up and says, not the oldest, but the burst.
The burst.
Her whole accent comes out when she says
just
best.
On the one, and for the rest of the episode, it's pretty fine. But she just, on one word, just couldn't keep it together.
So this confirms that she knew the whole time.
She did know the whole time. So, and I like that we didn't have like 17 episodes of her being coy about it, right? It's just like, boom, I know. She's been helping him since grad school. Since she was in grad school, and she's like, yeah, who do you think built the morphers? Tommy's good with fossils and bones and crap, but he's not a rocket scientist like I am, I guess.
Among other things, she says.
I really wish, since we're already doing legacy stuff and we're already going to mention most of the other Power Rangers, I really wish that she would have been like, yeah, I studied under Dr. Fairweather, so like I know how to make morphin grid stuff from nothing.
That would make sense.
I'm just going to assume that that's what happened, right? So then she shows them security footage of Tommy getting taken, and Connor's like, why didn't he morph? He's a Power Ranger. And Haley's like, he's not a Power Ranger anymore. Didn't you get that far? And they're like, no, we just paused after he became a Power Ranger for the second time. And she's like, well, all right, hold on. So they hit play. We go back into the clip show. It's Tommy. And oh, by the way, Tommy, I don't know if we mentioned, Tommy is narrating this whole thing.
Yeah.
This is all the Power Ranger footage is all narrated by Tommy.
So buckle up.
So buckle up.
If you remember, he's not there for like 8 of the past 11 seasons.
For I would say about half of it. so he's like, so then Zed, they just like start on Zed. They're like, yeah, Zed's back and we're getting new Rangers soon. So we had to find a power source. And like, he just skipped over Zed, but there is footage. And I feel like they should have paused him and like, that man has no skin and I can see his brain. Tommy, you can't just skim over him. You need to tell me something about this guy.
Well, actually, he's just a big goober.
Big goober. But they don't know that. And also, he's in Serpentera, which is extremely threatening unless you know that it runs out of battery every 12 minutes. That's like a Game Gear, and you can't keep a charge in that thing. So he's like, he was doing that. We're going to get new Rangers, so we need to get the Sword of Light. So they get the Sword of Light. They get the new Rangers. They're like, then it's like in-episode footage of Tommy from the past being like, Rocky Adam. Aisha.
it cuts away and Aisha's like a voiceover.
She's like, yeah, me too. We're like, shut up, Ish.
Isn't this great? No.
So Aisha's, we're going to factor Aisha in a second. Hold on. So he's like, all right, so we lost the power. Zed blew up all of our things. It was extremely traumatizing. Kimberly looked extremely upset about all of their Zords being blowed up to hell.
Yeah, acting her ass off.
Yeah, and so he's like, so then Zordon sent us to go meet Ninjor. It cuts from Kimberly being like, no, our Zords! To Ninjor being like, don't worry, Rangers, I'll give you ninja powers.
It doesn't even talk about the Thunder Zord. It shows the Thunder Megazord getting, like, destroyed, but it doesn't mention that it's a new... That they had to get new swords.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those things that, like, you just have to, like, assume that, like, they're making the leaps. Like, well, he said they got new powers from a sword, and maybe that had new... I don't know. You know? So, because there's, like, a lot of things where it's, like, you got to make a little bit of the leap, especially with the early stuff when everything is connected. Once they get to, like, things being singular, it just kind of gets off the rails a little bit. But then we get the Tenga song, because they get the powers of the secrets of the ancient ninja. And he's like, but we had... new villains,
new
too
enemies.
And it's just Tenga warriors. They don't show
a feather face
and
a stupid beak.
They're dumb and ugly and suck. Why would you be afraid of them? So then he's like, and then Kimberly decided to leave, and the only person who could take her place was Kat. And they're just like, yeah, sure, it could have been anybody, you know.
Didn't talk about how Kat was evil also.
No, that would have been nice. Also this would have been good to get some confirmation one way or the other on whether or not they're married or whatever.
This brings up a good question. Where is Kat?
Where is Kat?
They alluded a lot that they end up together, but I don't know.
It's been confirmed in the comics, but again, the comics are kind of their own continuity. They're their own thing. So, like... in Ninja Steel, there's an episode where a bunch of old Rangers come back, and Kat's one of them, and she's got her Turbo outfit, not the Zeo outfit, because the Throne of Heaven sits empty. Like, Tommy and Kat are in that episode. I don't know if they say, like, by the way, we're married or anything. I don't know if they even talk to each other in that episode, because I haven't heard anything. I feel like I would have heard if it was, like, explicitly confirmed on the show, but... I'm just going to assume Kat's like, you know, it was a nice run. I realized I was a replacement girlfriend, and I'm going to go meet up with Tanya, and we're going to get married or whatever. So, speaking of Tanya, then afterwards, they destroyed the command center with Rito. They don't say his last name. They're like, just Rito. They joined forces with the big skeleton. It was spooky. They blew up the command center. But the Zeo crystal
was a dumb idiot, though.
He was also extremely an idiot. Also, no mention of Goldar, not even once.
Yeah, there were like 9 episodes where him and Goldar were just walking around in the basement. Like, where do we go?
So that was a lot of the end run of season 3.
Yeah.
So they're like, we got the Zeo crystal. We morphed. We got new Zeo powers. Go Zeo. All that stuff. Right then, but we needed more help, so an old friend returned, and Jason's the Gold Ranger. And he's like, and so we did more Power Ranger stuff. I don't know if they even mentioned the Machine Empire at all.
They don't. They don't mention the Machine Empire, so I feel like this is where we get our first two no-names, right?
No, we only get the one no-name.
Okay, so did they mention Tanya?
Not once.
Okay, they also don't mention Trey.
Yeah, well, also Trey's a bag of farts. They mentioned
Trey's a bag
Gold
of farts,
Ranger.
But he's still Cal. He's still part of the history.
See, but they mentioned they mentioned the Gold Ranger, right?
This is the revisionist history.
This
that
is
I'm
the
talking
revision.
About.
Yeah, so this is a revision. Like the revision is, don't worry about the bag of farts. No one liked him. Jason was way cooler. He was the Gold Ranger. They do not mention Tanya at all, and we only see her face twice. And I don't. I think they want you to believe it's still Aisha, which is problematic at best.
Yeah, very unfortunate.
Yeah, because then we go from there to like, and then Jason joined and we were that. But then D.Va talks. So we had to get Turbo Rangers and go on one last ride. And so they shift into Turbo and D.Va talks attacks. They get Justin. Guys, I'm the new Blue Ranger. They're like, but then it was going really bad. And so we got help from TJ and Cassie and Ashley and Carlos. And then we show like the passing of the torch. But I also did tear up again when TJ's like, I can't just sit here. I got to go help them. It was
Me
really
too.
Good. Never
I was
forget
like,
that TJ is
yeah.
one of the best guys.
They show like two lines from TJ because they show him as they are going like into space too.
Yeah.
And they're both just like the Red Ranger-est ass
lines. So
good.
And to end.
Oh, he's so good. I love TJ so much.
He's so good. So, you know, we get like Ashley and Carlos. And this is what I noticed because like Yellow Turbo Ranger comes up to Ashley and is like, hey, thanks for helping. And I was like, that's Tanya. And they don't know that yet. So. That's rude because Tanya rules.
It's probably because they looked back and they were like, hey, how do we explain where Aisha is? Because
she might be lost
in the time stream. Or
right? That's what I was thinking. It's like,
just in Africa. Like, I don't know where or when she is.
What is Aisha up to? And how do you explain that she went back in time to help sick animals, kind of? Like, how do you, like, what? The disrespect is there. Then they pass the torch. And Tommy's like, TJ, you're the dopest guy. And I'm like, you're right, Tommy. And then they pause. And then Haley's like, so this is when Tommy went to college and got into Bones. And I met him. And then he found like a new power source thing. And he knew the Power Rangers were going to keep dragging him back in. And I kind of like that explanation. But it is like kind of jarring. Like, all right, so right after this, he went to college and became a bone doctor. Everybody up to speed. not an orthopedic doctor. Like old bones.
Old bones.
Old bones.
Professor Phenomenus, Old Bones.
Old Bones. So
he was old cans. It's the same. Cans and bones are the same. You can look it up.
They're basically the same. So I forgot he was old cans. Remember how he's skull time traveled back in time?
Probably. So, I mean, allegedly.
I mean, like 95% sure. So Ethan's like, hey, you know what would be really cool? If we're not the last Power Rangers, so we need to find a way to help Dr. O. And Kira's like, well, what about invisible portals? They're just like all over the city because I used one to teleport back in the second episode. So what if we can just find one of those and like backdoor our way back into Mezogog's lair? And Haley's like, that's what I was thinking. So I'm going to do a Google and try to find them. And while I'm doing that, here, watch this video. Just keep watching. Keep learning about your history. So we cut to D.Va talks, which my autocorrect kept. You know, I've changed phones several times since we talked about D.Va talks a lot because the autocorrect does not remember her. So the first time it was D.Va 2, T-O-O, like D.Va also. It's like, I think yes. You meant two words. And it was D.Va. This time it was like, did you mean dictator? No, I meant D.Va talks. Okay, just trust
it's a
me.
Little bit the same, but not quite.
But not really. There's a lot more letters than you would think. So. D.Va talks wins. She blows the command center, and this is when we get TJ being like, we got to go to planet Sumerium or whatever and get her before she comes back. But also, Carlos is like, we got to go after her. So, like, I've completely forgot. Good job, Carlos, of being like, yeah, we gotta. So they go up into space, like, and Tommy's like, but space got a little weird for them because they...
When they're in the spaceship, he's like, they left their planet never to return. And I'm like, they returned every day.
They went all the time. I mean, the second half of the season, they didn't come back really at all, except for the end episode. But, like, they came back a lot.
They went to the movies well, at least once.
Yeah, that's true. They did. Yeah. So they're like, yeah. And then they mentioned something about an enemy. And they're like, that was Astronema. And you get Astronema being like, destroy them. And I was like, God, she fucking rules so much. I love Astronema. And then we just cut to, like, also Zane's in the freezer. So we got to get him out. Yeah. And they're like, and now we got Zane. And together they defeated Astronema and Earth was safe. And I'm like, Tommy boy, you missed quite a bit of information there. Dog.
You jumped over all the Psycho Rangers, Dark Spectre.
The Psycho Rangers, as much as we love them, you can kind of throw them in the Monsters of the Week category, right?
Yeah, because they do break off and just go at it like one at a time.
They're not like the main villains. Like Astronema was the main villain.
Yeah.
But do you remember how Astronema was also Andros's sister?
Andros's
and that was like
sister.
A whole big thing. And she was turned evil because she was kidnapped.
And then she turned back and they re-kidnapped her and like literally reprogrammed her with like machine parts.
Yeah. Like, do you remember none of that? No, it's just they defeated Astronema. All right, bye. Don't remember Dark Spectre, the guy pulling the strings that put all of evil together for Countdown to Destruction, which is like a huge episode of Power Rangers history. Just gonna gloss right over that. He's like, yeah, anyway, also in the Lost Galaxy.
Didn't even talk about Zordon exploding.
They didn't talk about Zordon exploding. They talked about, he mentioned Zordon one time.
That was his dad. He only talks about him once.
He mentions early on, he's like, the space wizard Zordon said something like, yeah, do powers or whatever. I don't even know what he said. She just quietly mentions Zordon and moves on. So but then he's like, yeah, the Earth was saved. Anyway, over in the Lost Galaxy, here's some Rangers who don't matter. And they all get named. He names all of them. He's like Leo and Kai and Damon and Kendricks and Maya.
He misses one.
They do not mention Mike. So that's another one they miss.
Well, there's another one they miss, too.
And they don't mention Carone at all.
They do not mention Carone.
The disrespect of Thomas Oliver.
What really got me here is that he says they became the Power Rangers of a Lost Galaxy and defeated their arch nemesis, Trakeena. And it just it showed, like, final episode Trakeena, and that was it. They did talk about Scorpius one time.
No, that guy died pretty early on. They're right. Like, Trakeena is their arch nemesis, I would say. Like, following the arc of the she's, like, the big bad at the end for most of it, you know. They show her one time before she transforms, and he literally says, like, she got a new form, and I was like, well, we barely saw the old form, so okay. But we see her, like, in that, like, when she's, like, crazy, and she's got, like, the scare makeup, and her eyes are, like, it's hot. I don't know how else to say it. Remember how hot Trakeena is? Just everyone, I just need you to remember that. And then she's, like, gets a thing, and then they show Leo. You know, when Leo grabs her with the Battleizer and blows himself up, and it's, like, the only cool thing Leo did the whole season?
Yeah.
Except for that one time he ripped his shirt off, which is pretty cool. Tommy says it was the Red Ranger and his Battleizer. He does not mention it was Leo. He mentioned Leo at the start, but he's like, you don't need to know which one it was. It doesn't matter.
And then it shows him with his broken visor.
Yep.
Give the cheesiest,
like,
thumbs up.
Like, he's at the end, like, hey, Scotty, Jesus, man. And so then he's like, meanwhile, back on Earth, Lightspeed Rescue was also happening. And I was like, were they all happening at the same time? How do we know? The timeline seems a little wonky.
A weird transition because he makes it sound like they happened at the same time, but he also kind of makes it sound like they were just during Lost Galaxy is when they were scouting the Lightspeed Rescue Rangers.
Yeah, but like it also sounds like he's like, Lost Galaxy was happening while Countdown to Destruction was happening, which is not correct because it explicitly takes place afterwards. And he's like, and then also while Lost Galaxy was happening, Lightspeed Rescue was going on. And they got the team together and they got everybody there. And they show everybody. I don't actually know if they showed Joel, actually.
I don't even think they said Joel's name.
I know they didn't. I know they didn't say like Dana or Chad's name.
But they at least showed them and they got to say something.
Yeah, there. So
it only showed Joel morphed. I did not see any.
I don't actually know if they showed Dana either. Now that I'm thinking about it,
they showed Dana.
They okay.
Yeah, yeah. So when they were going through the files, they showed her picture. I don't even know if they showed Joel's file. Honestly,
so,
I can't.
So
remember.
Now we're up to four Rangers. But then Ryan helped them, and I was like, who gives a shit? I like Ryan a lot, but who cares?
He got lost in the desert for like 29 episodes.
He was stuck in the desert eating sand from a wizard, and then he came back. Got an ugly tattoo and then got a boyfriend. Like, That's the whole of his arc. But like, what about Tanya, Tommy? you're gonna like do a little cutaway to, like, also Ryan helped, but you're just gonna like, yeah, that person who was on my actual team, two of my
two
teams.
Of them.
Disgusted. Disgusted. So then they pause, and Hayley's like, hey, I found something. There's a route to an invisible portal that I found. So we're getting close, and we cut back to Mezogog, who's like, once I crack this baby open, and I drink the good rock juice or whatever, then I will complete my dream of wanting to return the planet to its prehistoric roots. This is the first time hearing of this. And I think it's rad as hell.
It's very King Koopa. I think this is exactly what King Koopa wanted.
It's exactly.
To do.
But then Tommy's like, why can't you just want to rule it like the rest of them? And he's like, shut up, Tommy. If you're not going to help me open the rock. Or he's like, are you going to help me open the rock or not? Tommy's like, I'm going to let you guess that one. He's like,
so
fine.
He turns on this like death ray that's pointed right at Tommy's Oliver.
His olive branch. And he's like, I'll shoot you.
I'll do it. I'll shoot you if you don't crack this rock open for me.
So
I got these big meaty dinosaur hands that can't handle a hammer.
My fingers are like sausages. Dinosaurs didn't need to use hammers.
I need the delicate motor skills of a human.
That's why I want the Earth to go back to being dinosaur time, so I don't need to use a hammer for anything. So this is when we cut back to Hayley, who's like, I lost the signal. Mezogog is smart for a mutant freak dinosaur man. And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Sure, whatever, Hayley. As that happens, like, Time Force just starts playing. Like, the first episode of Time Force is just on. They pause it again. Like, Jen's like, we came from the year 3000. And they pause it like, what the hell? We have Power Rangers from the future that came back? And then Kira's like, why don't we find them and ask them to time travel back to right before Tommy got kidnapped?
Yeah, and then Connor's like, why? So we can watch it happen again?
And they just look at him. He's like, oh, so we can save him. Got it. On board.
Connor is starting to grow on me. He's just the right amount of, like, beautiful idiot.
Yeah. So they're like, yeah, we're going to – let's just hit play, see if we can, like, get some information on them. And so they hit play, and then it's Jen explaining Time Force in the episode. Like, we came back from the year 3000. We need your help to unlock the morphers. Will you do it? And then she hands it to Wes, and Wes is like, woo, yeah! He grabs it. And Ric Flair styles and profiles on him. And that Rancic does not get mentioned. They do mention like an evil mutant from the future, but I think unless Jen mentions him, then Tommy does not. And he does not get mentioned.
I don't think they do. Rancic or Nadira. Nobody really gets a mention.
But they do mention Eric because he's like, but they needed help from a hero from the present. And I was like, yeah, Wes, we just saw. And he's like, no, Eric. And I'm like, yeah, well, I do like Eric too a lot.
And he's like, he would find out that there was more to being a Power Ranger than just the power. Like some cheesy thing.
It was something like the greatest power from Power Rangers isn't the power that being a Power Ranger gives you, but it's the power of doing good. And that's good.
And then it shows Eric like morph, and he's like, I'm so strong now.
He's like, I am power now. And then it just cuts to the beginning of Wild Force.
It pauses for a minute.
Yeah.
Because they pause it at the end of this. They're like, that was neat, but not helpful in any way.
Right. It doesn't mention where they went or if we can call them.
And then I think this is when Connor is like, well, it seems that there's an awful lot of Power Rangers. So why don't we just get them all together and like go get Tommy?
He's like, there's like 100 Power Rangers. Can't we just get them all to come help us?
Hayley says, well, not a lot of them have their powers still, and some of them never wanted it anyway. And then we cut right into Wild Force.
Right into Wild Force. On specifically Alyssa.
Yeah.
Being like, we need a Red Ranger. We're never going to do anything without a Red Ranger. And Taylor's like, we're doing fine.
Taylor's, I will kick your face off. We don't need anybody else.
None of them get names. Taylor at least gets to talk. So does Alyssa. Danny and Max don't get named or talked, but we do see them. It's better off. They're better off, you know, like children seen and not heard.
But I'm not a kid.
I'm not a kid. I'm a baby. So then Tommy's like, so they got Cole to help him, and he was a good Red Ranger. And I'm like, well, he got there, but he was not for a long time. And then they're like, and also they got a cool Sixth Ranger, the Lunar Wolf, Merrick. And I was like, do you love Merrick so much you need to put that much stank on Merrick?
Like, half of what we talk about is just Merrick is the Wolf Ranger.
Like, literally, that's – if you didn't know anything about Wild Force, here's what you would know. They didn't want to be Power Rangers, and then Merrick and Cole showed up.
Well, I think the way they frame it is that only Taylor wanted to be.
Yeah.
Wild. But if you've never seen it, she's just this mysterious blonde woman who wants to fight.
And it's when she has her first episode hair, which is not the good hair. And I've realized that Taylor with the good hair is when she takes the weird bun down and gets it, her roots dyed.
And it's also when they make her stop talking.
She did stop talking for a little while, but she was pretty when she did it. And then Amit Bamuk, the man, was like, hey, screw that noise. Let's have her be so mad at Eric, and she drives the car at him. So then they pause and they're like, Maybe we can find Cam. And Haley's like, he's even smarter than me. He knows even more about doing computer stuff than me, so maybe he can help. And at this point, I was like, all right, hold on. We need just to have a talk about Power Rangers. You're going to poison the well if everyone says the last Power Rangers were better than we are, you know?
Yeah.
At some point, a team needs to be better than the last. That's what the whole first five seasons was like. We get more power, more power, more power. And now they reset.
You could even say, like, something like, I'm a rocket scientist, but he knows more about, like, power grids than me, and that's what we need right now.
Yeah, something,
you know what I
like
mean?
That.
Like, not he's better, but he's just different.
Yeah, because you're going to – because eventually, if you keep doing that, you're going to get to the point where, you know, where we kind of got to a couple years ago, and I was like, Mighty Morphin's the only good one, and I'm like, well
– yeah, the next season is the Muppet Babies.
Yeah. So also, at this point, I feel like I had another point that I wanted to mention. Yes, okay. I also want to take umbrage with Haley being like, well, not everyone has their powers anymore. It's like, well, yeah, but they're all still Power Rangers. There's kind of a rule about that.
Like,
you know?
Literally said when Tommy went to college, he realized he could never get away from it.
You, like once you are a Power Ranger, you are always one. Are you telling me that if they didn't call Adam up, he wouldn't get, like, airlifted and dropped on them like a missile, like right onto Mezogog's lair to come kick some ass and save Tommy?
With or without a morpher? He, like,
right,
he
just, like,
there.
Regular style? Like,
that's
come on.
His friend.
Yeah. Anyway, that would have been cool, but here we are. So then they're like, yeah, there's one last team of Power Rangers that we know about, and it's the ninjas.
And Cam was so good and cool and hot, right?
He's good and great and so much smarter than me, Haley, a character you're supposed to like right now. And then Connor's like, yeah, just Google Ninja Storm. And they're like, what? And he's like, yeah, my brother went to my twin brother went to a super secret ninja academy. Where some of them got to be Power Rangers. And Ethan's like, your brother was a Power Ranger? He's like, no, he flunked out of ninja school. He's a real dummy, unlike me. And then they all look at him. He's like, right, guys? And they're like, we're not going to say anything. I don't want you to live a lie. So, but so this is confirmation that the character that he played, like new ninja number three, isn't just him being another guy.
It was Kyle, right? Was he not Kyle?
No, Kyle was not Shane. Was the other okay, was okay, the other okay. one. I don't think we ever got a name for him or the blonde girl. He was not Dustin.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's pretty fun, right?
It's neat.
Little
it's,
continuity.
It's weird that they use that as a way to get themselves out of this weird corner that only exists because they made it.
And honestly, like, this show's for kids.
It's like when you're mopping a room, right? And you start at the door and go into the room, so then you're trapped.
Now
you
gotta,
did
yeah.
that to yourself.
That's on you. but also, the amount of kids being like, wait a minute, that's the guy from the last episode of Ninja Storm.
Is zero.
It was there for 1 second. It's probably, like, a single-digit number at best, right? So, like, I do like it. I love that this is the season where they are adding continuity back because they kind of like didn't other than crossovers for a while. But I like that they're just like, they're, you know, like in the beginning, well, Mezugog's season, like,
I don't think they talked about anything else.
No.
I think last season was like just Ninja Storm. That's it.
Yeah.
This is all there is.
Other than the two crossovers the season before that, they didn't really talk about Power Rangers from before that at all. And they kind of like, that's just kind of how it's been. And like, sure. But this is a season where like it starts off with Mezugog being like, everyone's going to think Lothor's back. And I was like, that's a good plan.
Like, so that makes me wonder if like, because Wild Force is like half a Disney season, so it doesn't count. Yeah. It's like they finish someone else's homework and the first person gets the credit, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But this is like the Disney era. So I wonder if these four seasons, I think it's only four.
It's like seven.
Seven.
It's,
these
nine,
seven
it's 9 years.
Because it might be RPM, right?
Yeah, it might be nine seasons. Because I think it was 9 years. But
okay,
I don't know.
So we've got this one, Ninja Storm, Dino Thunder, Jungle
SPD.
Fury. SPD, Jungle Fury, Mystic Force.
Mystic Force, Operation Overdrive.
Oh, that is a Disney one, huh?
RPM.
RPM is seven.
So that's seven. There might be one more.
I can't think of another one.
I don't think so. I don't
think there would be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wonder if they're all going to be loosely tied together to be like, this is like a separate continuity, but also the Tommy ties it back to everything.
Yeah, but we still own Power Rangers, so we can, you know.
Yeah.
I would like that, honestly. Like, I would like that if they do that.
Because I feel like where we're at now, like, I know Jason is in Beast Morphers for at least an episode.
For one or two episodes. I don't know if it's a two-parter or not,
but like,
he's in at least one.
In Dino Charge, was there anything?
I don't think so. Dino Charge might...
Like, Samurai, I don't think, tied back into anything.
Samurai was like...
It references a bunch of stuff to like, hey, remember Mighty Morphin guys? But it's never like it's the same universe.
I don't know. And then like Megaforce is obviously like, Super Megaforce is like trying its best, you know, to
Megaforce is just about Robo Knight, I think.
No, well, see, I don't actually know, but that's all you remember. So maybe it is. I don't remember anything about the show except that Gia and the other one, what's her name? Emma. They're pretty. That's pretty much all there is about them. Troy is a bar of soap, and he's like Plank from Ed, Edd n Eddy.
Jake wanted to be a Power Ranger.
Jake seems like he's having a good time, which I'm glad that Jake is good. I'm glad there's Jake in Power Rangers.
Is it Noah that's the Blue Ranger?
Noah's the blue one who, last time we tried to remember which one the blue one was, we had to Google it because we couldn't remember him at all, so... You know,
he's just like the nerdy guy, like all of them are.
So, you know, so anyway, I hope they try to like tie things back together, but I don't know how it's going to go. The Neo Saban era and I mean, Hasbro era seems like it's trying to like at least be a little different. But the Neo Saban era really seems like they're like, hey, this show is for actual babies again.
Yeah,
like it's for 3-year-olds now. Like nothing
it
too complicated.
Because I know there's like good stuff that happens in these bad seasons, but like it's just framed, in such a poor way that like I don't know. I don't know. We'll talk about it when we get there. But I just feel like there's not a lot of love for Power Rangers in the Neo Saban Power Rangers.
Yeah, like I know Dino Charge has a lot of fans, like among our friends, like you know Christina, Tanner, I think Benny, like they love Dino Charge. No one talks about Ninja Steel even a little bit, you know. No one mentions Samurai at all also, so like rubbing out great for that. Beef Morphers is apparently pretty good. Like Shannon and I were talking about the other night, and she says other than like one episode where something was like kind of dumb, like it's a pretty solid show.
I've watched a few episodes and I really like the premise of it. They have like concentrated morphin grid that they use to power their stuff,
yeah,
which is really neat. But also like, I just remember, like, as someone who has watched now 500 episodes of Power Rangers proper.
Right.
It just seemed like double pace of what we're watching now. Like, it seemed to go, like, the beats were so fast.
Yeah. So I guess we'll find out when we get there. We got, you know, about 7 more years. 6 or so more years. So.
But anyway, Connor knows about Ninja Storm is what we're trying to say.
So what we're trying to say is that Connor has a ninja brother who sucked so much he failed out of ninja school. And then we got to Ninja Storm, and Tommy's like, Ninja Storm Rangers were cool. They got their powers, but then
Why
Thunder
this...
Rangers.
So up to this point, it was all like one video package. Why is Ninja Storm like a separate one that Haley had to search the hard drive for?
I don't think she had to search the hard drive for it.
He specifically says search for Ninja Storm.
Yeah. Maybe it's because it's the newest one. I mean, the answer is because it has the biggest... It has the most stuff since Mighty Morphin because it's the Disney one.
Right.
So they put more into it because they talk about like the Thunder Rangers were bad guys, but then they turned good, and we get that moment of Hunter being gacked and coming, which is like kind of like skewing the facts. Like Hunter, yeah. Hunter, that's not what made him good. Like they were good, and he got bad again because of Gak. But I don't know, you don't want to explain that, right? But then he's like, you're my friends. I was like, that was a good Hunter moment. And then he's like, and then Cam went back in time to get a crazy awesome power from back in time.
It's just about how cool Cam was for Ninja. Yeah. It's like, I know there's a Ninja Storm crossover, which we'll talk about in a minute, how they kind of like don't set that up. But I don't know. It's the crossover is going to be weird because of what they set up in this.
Yeah.
But they just make it. Is Cam the only one that comes back?
I don't know. Because
they're really jerking him off.
he's the Green Ranger who's got the Tommy thing. So I don't know.
He was supposed to be Tommy.
He's supposed to be Tommy in Hexagon. Yeah. So, but then there's like those Rangers sacrificed their power. They paid the ultimate price and sacrificed their powers. I was like, well, the ultimate price Kendrick's paid when she fucking died,
she
remember?
Died.
Which you glazed over because you didn't want to talk about Corone, Tommy. Because you know Tommy hit on Corone at a holiday party. And Kat was like, what the hell was that? And he's like, nothing.
Yeah, and Corone
I will
also
never
was
talk
like,
about her again.
Corone was like, get the hell away
get
from
away
me.
From me. I'm dating Damon. Thank you very much. So I still hate the Captain Planet beam. They did the Captain Planet beam, and I still think it sucks.
It still looks stupid. They kind of like tried to cut most of it, I think.
They cut a lot of it. They, yeah.
But yeah, because it's just Lothar's like, I've got your powers. And, and so they blast him into the evil abyss.
Well, Shane does the, like, we may not be Power Rangers, but we still have power. And we've talked, we've aired our grievances. We have a whole episode about that. You can go listen to it. But they show that part, and then they do little fingy beams. And I'm like, you could have done a kick. Like, it would have had the same effect.
Just all three of you kick him with your...
Just do one kick.
With your normal feet.
We don't have powers. We still have each other. It's the same syllables. Like,
we
come
still
on.
Have power. The power of friendship.
The power of friendship. No, we have ninja,
or
literal ninja powers.
I would even settle for teamwork, but instead they have magic. So instead whatever.
So like, anyway.
Cam still is a Power Ranger, I think.
No, Cam lost. I mean, yeah, according to them, maybe Cam still. Maybe he went in there because he's so cool and dug his powers out. But who knows? I don't know what the like. I don't know what the crossover is going to be, but I'm excited for it. Because, like, just seeing Dustin again and Tori, like, and I like Shane, you know, but seeing Dustin and Tori, I'm like, I love those Power Rangers so much. Like, but then Ethan's
I got that way with TJ. I was like, oh, my man, I miss TJ so much.
Why hasn't TJ come back to Power? You tell me Selwyn Ward's busy? Like, get him back, y'all. So then Ethan's like, yes, I knew ninjas were real. And, yeah, dude. They're a well-documented historical thing that happened in real life.
Yeah, but they're real right now.
They're not
see.
Babadooks. Like, it's not like, yes, I knew leprechauns were real. Like, no. Those are myths. Ninjas were a real thing. That's like being like, oh, I knew firefighters were real when he saw Grayson, you know, or Carter, you know? Like, no, Ethan, you're the smart one. What do you mean? Anyway, Connor's like, yeah, my twin brother showed me a cool ninja kick, and then he spin kicks a server and breaks it. And they're like, what the hell, man? And he's like, he showed me wrong.
And then Haley's like, I hope that didn't just ruin everything. And then it fades to commercial, it comes back, and she's like, I fixed it. There's
she
like no
commercial break.
There's no drama because there was no commercial.
But then she's like, actually, your stupid kick was a good thing because you kicked some wires into place or whatever. And
yeah,
now,
you must have given it a jolt because now I've found something.
Now I found the last file, which is Tommy saying, hey, if I'm dead, these three, and it's those three, are in charge of saving the planet. And then Kira's like, we owe him. The whole world owes him. And she's not wrong.
That is true.
Everyone owes every Power Ranger a lot. Like, yeah. except for the Lost Galaxy Rangers, because they just saved some people on Miranoi. Like,
that's true. Yeah, they took the bad guys away from Earth.
They just crashed a spaceship into a planet full of people, and which probably caused some pollution, if I had to guess, you know. But everybody
there also
else
wasn't a single mention of the Lights of Orion, which were, I think, the entire plot of Lost
Galaxy.
Pretty
sure the show was called Power Rangers Lights of Orion.
Yeah, we have these lights in a yikes box.
The yikes lights. I love those. So they're like, then Kaylee, Haley is like, we got a lock on him. And then we cut to Tommy putting on a brave face because he's about to get shot with a laser. And then it ends really quick. It's just like, gone.
And so, Mezagog is standing over him going like,
I will shoot your whole crotch, Tommy.
There will be nothing where your used to be.
Use the hammer.
Break this rock for me.
Use the hammer that I can't grab with my big meaty paws. And so that's where we end it, with Tommy's crotch in trouble.
Now,
and
I have to pose a question.
Okay.
And I think because it's not numbered, it doesn't count. But this does end with "to be continued." So does this...
The next one's not Legacy of Evil Part 2, so I think
no, the
this
next
is
one
just...
is Back in Black! Ban out! Ban out! I think. It's either the next one or the one after that.
I'll look in a second. I don't think it counts, right? Obviously, this is a...
No, so we would rate it separately. That's my big question.
So
not
we're gonna
that
rate
it's going
to
be the same week, but...
Also, this is... So, well, before we get into that, I got to say at the end, but before we get to there, Josh, you started.
I did.
I get to pick the best...
Do it. What is it? What's the best?
Oh, is it C and TJ again?
I'll be a little broader and say that it's just like reminiscing about old favorite Power Rangers.
I think I actually so here's my best. Here's my real best. Is that this is the best possible version of a clip show they could have done covering all of Power Rangers.
They had to cover 499 episodes in 20 minutes, and I think they did okay.
They had a framing device that worked and moved the story forward and wasn't just Damon and Leo like tied to poles in the desert waiting to die of dehydration, which is the last time I can remember a clip show. They had, I guess it was a clip show when they sucked the Power Rangers, when the Power Rangers lost their brains, they had to put their memories back in Lightspeed. But this was good. This is a really good, effectively done clip show. And that is my best. My worst is the egregious omission of Tanya and Carone and Mike and also Joel. I don't love him, but he's a Power Ranger.
That's
you know.
True.
Not Trey, because that guy sucked so much
Trey
that, like,
sucked.
I would forget he was a Power Ranger, too.
Yeah, that's a bit of revisionist history that I will accept.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that has to be the worst.
Because the only thing that could be worse is Connor spin kicking the server and then that not mattering for, like,
that
a second.
Helping?
Yeah. but, yeah, I just think, like, they don't mention Tanya. Who was a Power Ranger for longer than a lot of people were.
Yeah, she was a Power Ranger for a season and a half.
For a season. And Zia was a long season. There was like 50-ish episodes, like 54 somewhere in there. Like, she was a Power Ranger for a long time, dog. You can't just skate over her.
Nope, but they did.
And then Carone, they're like, yeah, they killed Astronema. We're not going to mention anything about her ever again because I hit on her at a holiday party once and Kat's still mad at me for it. Because they're both blonde
Kat
and I was drinking.
Broke up
so.
With me and I'm dating Haley now? I'm not sure what... It seems like a professional relationship.
It does.
The way that she was like, we met in college.
Right.
Just like,
honestly...
Maybe they maybe they tried dating and they were just like, this isn't...
I mean, we'll
see. I don't
think
this
where,
is the relationship we have.
Right, right. We'll see where it goes, because, like, they're going to have to meet and have on-screen time sooner than later, right? Because Haley knows, and Tommy is Tommy. So, unless Tommy dies next episode, which I don't imagine happens. So, just on paper, I kind of like this relationship more than I like him and Kat, who is literally a Kimberly Rebound replacement, which sucks.
Yeah, so. I don't know if I like her in a... Dr. Fairweather role over the Ernie role that she was in the last
episode. I would prefer her as Ernie than Dr. Fairweather, but I also kind of like the idea that, like, what if Ernie was Dr. Fairweather?
That's
you know?
Good.
Like,
yeah, we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah, so we'll see. MVP. Who's the MVP?
You go first.
You're right, I do. I don't know. I kind of want, like, do we give it to, like, old Power Rangers, or do I give it to somebody who is currently in the episode?
I'm going to give it to Haley.
Okay.
Because she's the one that, like...
Figured everything out.
Gave context to the weird video that these kids just, like, stumbled into. and she also, like, figured out the rest of the computer stuff.
Yeah.
And was like, hey, I've known your Power Rangers the whole time. Don't worry, I'm cool. Dr. O is my boy.
We met in grad school. I major morphers. BT dubs, you're welcome. Yeah, I think I'll give it to Haley too then. Because like the only other person I could think of giving it to would be either Tommy, who is very fun in this episode, being like this is when you like learn that like your professor is Indiana Jones, you know? Yeah. Like this is like and like him being like, are you going to help me or not, Tommy? And Tommy's like, what do you think, bud? What do you think the answer to that question is? Like, that's cool stuff. So I kind of want to give it to Tommy, but I do also, I think Haley. No, I'm going to give it to Tommy. I talked myself into it. I'm giving it to Tommy.
I'm going to give it to Haley. All right. Stick to my guns.
So now we got to rank it. We do not have a ton of episodes on
this
here.
This is what, third?
This is our third one because the first two.
I mean, it is just a clip show.
It is just a clip show.
At the end of the day, so I do feel like it's probably the third ranked of the three we've watched.
Right. I think this one, I also agree this would be number three, but I think this one going forward is going to be a really good baseline of like...
This is going to be the bar of like...
This is the bar, yeah.
This is like good episodes go above this and bad ones go below it.
Yeah, because there's only like 3 minutes of story that's not clip show. So if you can't be better than that, you are a bad episode, you know? So, all right. So coming in to number three, Legacy of Power, episode 500. So, Josh, next week, we're not going to be watching an episode of Power Rangers.
What?
Yeah. Next week, we're going to do a game show to celebrate us doing 500 episodes of this show. So Benny's going to be back on as the quiz master.
This will be bad. This is going to be real bad for me, I think.
I think it's going to be bad for both of us because it's going to be about us remembering things from Power Rangers, which we are historically not the best at.
And Benny hates us low-key, and so he's going to ask us the real obscure questions.
I think he's going to, he's definitely going to get the good ones. So that's what we're going to do next week. There's only going to be one episode next week because next week is Thanksgiving for us recording. So,
right.
There's that. That's what we're going to do next week. And then the week after that, though, we'll be back with, and I'm just going to double check, but I think you're correct. It is Back in Black.
Ooh.
So that's going to be in 2 weeks.
I'm going to do the whole thing in a Brian Johnson voice.
The whole thing?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to do that. I can't do that to my vocal cords. I don't know how that man has done it for so long.
I don't know. I'm going to dress like Angus Young. I'm going to have a little shorts on.
And then halfway through the show, you take off the top and hat.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there in your little shorts.
I got little shorts and a little shirt. Like I go to school, which is weird, but you know, it worked for him.
There was an interview, I think, when their last album came out in 2014. Sometime when they're like in their late 50s to early 60s.
Still old. Yeah.
And they were like, hey, when you tour, are you still going to wear the schoolboy thing? And he was like, look, I know thematically it doesn't make a lot of sense anymore. But at this point, like, I can't really play without it, right? Like, I have to wear it.
I gotta. Nice. Anyway, so that's 500 episodes from us to you. And hey, Josh.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Oh, hey. You're welcome, bud.
It's been real fun. It's a good. I love doing the Morphin Grid. I say this a lot, but it's my favorite show that I do. Don't tell the other ones. I love all my children equally, but I do love the Morphin Grid a little more.
And it's also my favorite one, and you can tell the other ones. So, just make sure you neg Pokemon for me if you can.
Yeah, Pokemon World Tour. You are the second child. Just always remember that. and thank you all for listening. Whether you've been here for an episode or 500 episodes, and if you say 500, I know for a fact that you went back and listened to them because I know who was here from the start. It was five people. I can count them on one hand. So, and even then, I don't think anyone started listening until we had already three or four episodes out. But thank you all very much. It's been a great ride, and we got like 400 more of these, so you got plenty more time with us.
By the time we get there, we'll have another 100. So here's the 500 more.
Here's the 500s.
Well, I'll be in my 40s.
I will be not quite there. I'll be close. And then you'll get to hear really old men talk about Power Rangers, and that'll be even funner.
Yes.
So anyway, that's been podcast.
Wow, that's a great way to episode the end of episode 500.
That's how we used to end them. I went back and listened, and we used to have no idea how to get out of there, so I just said, that's been podcast, because that's what they did on the Gravity Falls Gossiper. Anyway, until next time,
may the power protect you. Oh, I started because you have the stuff.
Yeah, that's why I looked
it up. That's how it goes.
Josh, you've done it 500 times.
I'm just sitting here waiting for you to go.